50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday. The holiday season, the most wonderful time of the year. Don't let nobody tell you different. And I appreciate every gift that's delivered up here to the Breakfast Club for us as individuals or us as a collective. But I just want whoever sent these Martin Luther King Jr. dad hats to know I never have a reason to wear a dad hat with Martin Luther King Jr.'s head on it.
You don't like that hat?
No, I just...
I gave mine to Yee.
I have one.
Oh.
They sent it to me, too.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but I'm not wearing him on a dad hat. Like, no. This is just wrong. Dad hats have officially jumped the shark.
I got a nice GoPro Hero 5.
I see you got your GoPro.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's nice. Wow. I mean, I'd rather a GoPro than a Martin Luther King.
It's the new one. It's waterproof, touchscreen, voice activated.
I've seen all that.
We got a, what else we got here? We got a, we got a wake up with light feeling. What is this? A Philips wake up light. That's what
does
it's
that
called.
Do? It shine. You better not shine that in your house at 4 o'clock in the morning with your baby.
It's supposed to make you feel like gradual sunlight.
If that light comes on in the house at 4 o'clock in the morning, my wife will go crazy.
Yes, colored sunrise stimulation wakes you naturally. 5 natural sounds and FM radio. Fall asleep function. Bedside light with 20 light settings. Tap snooze. Whatever that means.
That's something my daughter would love. Something crazy like that.
But the best part about all these gifts is we can re-gift them. It's that time of year. It's Christmas. A lot of little gifts you can just re-gift and give people.
Listen, I'm not re-gifting a lot of this stuff. I got the Iversons.
No, you got the Iversons the other day.
Melody Asani collaboration.
Some cool stuff up here.
It's nice. It's like the holidays. Yo, you saw Floyd going in? Woo!
There's a lot going on. There's too much going on,
Floyd,
man.
Floyd was going in on what?
He put up a check for $100 million.
Why?
He said, gotta love these backseat drivers so worried about another man's legacy instead of trying to write their own. Ultimately, I will always have the last laugh. This is just one of my many checks. A cool $100 million that I still have every dime of. Y'all still have to work, however. I'm happily retired. At the end of the day, it's them Benjamin Franklins that matter to me, so the joke's on you. I've made small investments. Sorry for those who thought I couldn't read, write, or count. Y'all call them watches. I call them timepieces. Y'all call them boats.
I call them yachts.
Y'all call them houses.
I call them mansions.
Y'all chartered jets. We own jets. Hashtag TMT.
By the way, that's very commendable. Drop on the clues bombs for all of the financial gain that Floyd Mayweather has acquired. But that is not what your legacy is about. At the end of the day, the fact that he's undefeated as a boxer and he's the greatest defensive fighter of all time is really what the legacy is about.
It's the money team.
Now, you can't stand on money. It's two things you can't stand on.
If you're the money team.
Nah, but just two things you can't stand on in life. Money and youth. Because both of those things are fleeting and they don't last. Well, some people money does.
Yeah. But you can't, like you said, you can't stand on your money.
No.
But, you know, what is going on with Tiny and Floyd and T.I.?
We're
going
to get all into that. Don't
it's messy. It's messy. I think I'm taking my toys and I'm taking them out the sandbox. I don't want to play in that game.
I don't really pick sides. You know, I try not to commit to no one, but I'm Team T.I. on this one. Drop on the clues bombs for T.I. all the way around.
Whether it's Tiny,
T.I. versus Tiny or T.I. versus Floyd, I'm Team T.I. on all of this. This is just wrong.
I'm taking
all
my toys
this is just
out
wrong.
The boxy. I'm with you. I don't want to play.
This is just wrong.
I'm going home.
Well,
I guess
in a way, though, he did kind of antagonize Floyd.
I don't care.
It
ain't about Floyd. It's about Tiny should not be slow dancing with Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Hell no.
In no way, shape, or form.
Especially if I have problems with him at 40.
T.I. swung on Floyd Mayweather Jr., okay? Over you.
Yeah, you
told you stay away.
You shouldn't have talked to him. You shouldn't be looking at his direction in pictures.
Exactly.
But you're saying that's Tiny's fault, though. That's not really...
I think it's both their fault because he swung on Floyd and told Floyd to stay away, but Tiny is the one that's really supposed to hold that down.
There's a but. But my wife said yesterday, because I told my wife the situation, she was like, well, what if T.I. was running around smashing mad
chicks? So what? Go smash a little bellboy or something. You can't smash this man that's posting a $100 million check on Instagram. This man's life is already better than mine. You can't smash him.
Go smash the little bellboy, the little Usher nobody know about, little pool boy or something.
The what problem is now they got a lot of jokes because she did try to say she was forced to take a picture because Mariah.
No, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it more this morning. We got front page news as well. What are we talking about?
Oh, man, that plane crash. 76 confirmed.
Where was I? There was a plane crash yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get into all of that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Beyonce. Sorry. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on Monday Night Football, the Packers beat the Eagles 27-13.
Oh, the Packers decided to win another game
this
year?
They finally won.
Okay.
They beat the Eagles.
They 5-6 now?
They 6-5, right?
Five and six.
I think Eagles are 2.
My Cowboys are 10-1. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Happy for you. Now let's talk about this plane that went down, Yee.
There was a charter plane carrying 72 passengers, including players from a Brazilian soccer team. Right now, they are saying a total of 81 people were on board. At least 2 soccer players and 1 crew member did survive. But unfortunately, it was a pretty bad crash. They haven't said what happened to the plane, but they did say the wounded people were being transported to assistance centers. So that was in Colombia.
God bless the souls of all those people that died. But please tell me more about the survivors. Because that's the type of things I like to hear about when those situations happen, because I want to think that I have a chance to make it out of a plane.
Right,
crash.
Where were they sitting? What were they sitting by? Yes. Were they the front of the plane, back of the plane?
Yeah, how'd they survive?
Right.
You know, or no?
That's what I like to hear about.
I don't know how they survived, but one of the survivors died on the way to the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Well, let's talk
so
about...
So they didn't survive?
Yeah, it wasn't a survivor.
What the hell?
I mean, they survived the crash, but then on the way to the hospital, they passed away.
Jesus Christ. Whoa.
Let's talk about Ohio State now.
Now, in Ohio State, there was a student who had recently transferred there, Abdul Razak Ali Artan, and he had just written a Facebook post saying that he had grown sick and tired of seeing fellow Muslims killed and tortured, and he did start a knife attack on campus, and he wounded 11 people. He said that he wanted the U.S. to stop interfering with other countries. And he also said, by Allah, we will not let you sleep unless you give peace to the Muslims. You will not celebrate or enjoy any holiday. He rammed his car into a group of people on campus. And then he got out of the car and he started charging at people with a knife. Ohio State police officer Alan Haruchko shot him after he would not obey orders to stop. And he killed him and ended the tragic attack.
I'm shocked that he even told him to stop. I'd have just started firing. After you done ran your car into people and stabbing people?
Yeah, they definitely should have shot him.
Stop. You done did too much.
Mm.
You know what? The funny thing, I don't like the funny
Not
thing.
Funny,
when I think about these situations, like I'm like, damn, I would never want to be in that situation. But I just don't see how you stab multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does one person stab multiple people?
Well, people are running. They don't want to be, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's
a stab. It's a knife. Like, how do you stab multiple people?
They could have got hit by the car. You don't know what happened.
Yeah, now if that's the case, you got hit by the car and you already, you know, injured in some way, yeah, and the guy gets out and stabbing you. But just walking up on people stabbing them, nah, that's not going to happen.
All right. Well, last front page news.
You're going to jump him.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. I was actually thinking about that the other day. You heard, you know, the guy that was on the flight and he was yelling the Trump stuff?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, why nobody just said shut up and then
really I saw that
out?
Video, too.
Why did just
now,
him
now
out?
It wouldn't have been no shut up. I'd have said, sit your cracker ass down. That's
well,
what I'd
have
said.
Well, you know, he's banned from Delta for life now.
Good.
Now, at first, Delta didn't do anything about it and people were complaining. The video went viral. But now, the guy who was on the plane screaming is now banned for life.
And it wasn't even the fact that he was saying that he was pro-Trump. When he looked around the plane, he said, I got a bunch of Hillary bitches on this plane. A man should have stood up and told him, sit his honky ass down.
I was thinking, I was like, if I'd have been traveling, it'd have been me and my peoples on there, we probably would have wore his ass right out.
I probably wouldn't. Well, it depends, because I would have insulted him so bad. And then, you
he
know,
if, wanted, he,
yeah,
wanted
if he put
to
the hands on me, then I'd have put the hands back on him. But I definitely was going to yell, sit your crack ass down. All right. From anywhere on that plane.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Phone lines are wide open. Get some things off your chest. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Tell them why you mad.
I was in Walmart. I'm in living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was in Walmart, and my 8-year-old son, he saw Duchess, and he wanted to take a picture of her. So I, you know, did the motherly thing by going over there to let my, you know that my son wanted to take a picture.
Well, who did you see? Who did you see? Who did you see?
She didn't have time to take no picture.
Who?
And she was on her way to an event, and she'll catch me the next time.
Who are you talking about?
She know, I don't even like her anyway.
Lord have mercy.
Who are you talking about?
Duchess from Black Ink
Crew. Oh, Duchess. Now, hold on a second. Duchess had a really bad day yesterday. I don't know if you saw what happened.
No, I don't got nothing to do with it. You still don't disrespect kids.
Why does your son want to take a picture with Duchess from Black Ink Crew? He need better role models.
He need better TV, better programming. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sean from Tampa. What's up, Breakfast Club?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad at my damn self, to be honest. Last night, I was drunk. I did a front flip, bro. And Charlamagne can give donkey today to whoever he wants. But I'm giving myself donkey today. I done broke my arm, bro.
I don't understand y'all people that get drunk and didn't want to do physical activity. When I get drunk, I want to do as little physical activity as possible.
Did you get it on film?
Not even on film. But hey, I have to say this real quick. I appreciate Charlamagne every morning posting, thank you, God, for another day of life. Every morning you wake up.
That's right. Because you see how quick things can change. You got a broke arm because you decided to do a front flip.
Yeah, and I can't wait. As soon as my fam's up, I'm about to go to the hospital. But God bless y'all.
You ain't been to the hospital yet?
No, so you diagnosed yourself.
Promise you, it's my clavicle. Something is going wrong here.
Well, take your dumb ass to the hospital,
wait
sir.
For the family to get up, man.
Why you gotta wait till the family get up?
He ain't got no car.
Uber.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't got no money.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm broke too.
You got health insurance?
Yeah, I'm broke.
I don't even know if I got health insurance.
Jesus Christ. Ladies, this is the kind of guy you don't want to get an STD from.
Oh, man. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was for free, DJ Khaled. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, and today is Giving Tuesday.
What's that mean? It starts off
the charitable season. iHeart has partnered with UNICEF to make a difference in a child's life. Now, this Giving Tuesday is time for you to join the movement and give. Now, you can make a donation in two different ways. You could dial #250, say keyword UNICEF, or go to unicefusa.org/iHeart to donate and help some kids out.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I give back year round. I think that, you know, giving is the meaning of life. I just feel like that. I feel like giving back is always in style.
Giving Tuesday. It comes right after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So yeah. You don't spend all that money on yourself and your friends. It's time to give back.
Absolutely.
I just feel like giving back is always in style. I mean, it's good that they're doing this right here, but
it's a nice initiative to start it off holiday season.
But it's always in style. It's always in season.
So again, dial #250 or say keyword UNICEF. Or go to unicefusa.org/iHeart to donate.
You know they say that's what success is. Henry Ford has a quote where Henry Ford says, to do more for the world than the world does for you, that is success. And I truly believe that.
Okay. But yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we will talk about Kanye West update. We'll tell you how he's doing.
He's still crazy.
And what's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was supposed to be released yesterday. It looks like that's not happening anytime soon. Also, DMX has some things to say about how he does not perform oral sex on men.
What?
Why DMX?
Well, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked.
Excuse me?
It's The Breakfast Club.
Say what?
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, what's going on with Kanye West? Well, we thought he was going to get out of the hospital yesterday. He was hospitalized for exhaustion and sleep deprivation, and he was acting erratically, but they said that they're going to have to keep him for longer than that. A source says that after going through a few rough days, they thought things would go back to normal, but this time is much different. He needs to have Kim by his side during the tour, and she wasn't able to get over her whole situation, what happened in Paris, being robbed at gunpoint. So right now, Kim is focused on Kanye. She wants to make sure her family is getting all the care and attention that's needed. That is her priority right now. Now, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, in the meantime, has not been filming. They actually stopped filming on October 3rd when Kim was held up at gunpoint in Paris. They're saying the cameras are not going to roll for the rest of the year.
Chris so mad that they wasting all this good content.
Originally, they were supposed to film, obviously, the holidays and have all of that. They have enough footage for the series Commitment, but they wanted to film a little bit more, but right now it's shut down.
They should film all of it. They should film all of it. They show their life, good and bad. They should show it all.
Yeah, they put Lamar smoking crack, but they can't get Kanye going crazy. And by the way, I'm glad that Kanye has to stay in the hospital because, you know, I don't want to believe that we live in a world where people are faking crazy. All right, mental illness is a real thing, right? So if it's
real
thing,
I
want him to actually be mentally ill and get help.
And, you know, in one interview, Kanye had said that he blamed himself for Kim getting robbed also, which wasn't that long ago either.
How can you blame yourself for that?
I mean, I guess he felt bad that he was on the road. He wasn't there.
What you was going to do but get robbed, too, if you was there?
Yeah, it would have been bad.
But a lot
for
of
everybody.
Times, you know, we feel like, man, if I would have been there,
you'd have got robbed, too.
For whatever happened. You'd have got lined up, too. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going through a lot right now and with the anniversary of his mom's passing. And
listen, man, sometimes your success takes a shot at you. You know, that's why you have extra security to try to prevent things from like that from happening as much as possible.
All right. Now, there was yet another story about Tiger getting his Ferrari repoed. I know you saw it, right, Envy?
Well, I know, but why no sympathy?
I didn't see it. I seen Tiger's post, but I didn't see the story.
Why no sympathy for Tiger all the time? He'd be getting robbed.
Well, they're saying that he did not make his lease.
That's a robbery right there.
They're saying he didn't make his lease payments and that they agreed to a deal back in May, but he didn't pay the money, so he had the car repo twice.
Jesus Christ. He gets robbed way more than
Kim. He struck a deal to get the car back, and he still hasn't. He was supposed to return it October 9th. He still hasn't done that, so they went back to get the car November 8th. Now they want $150,000 in damages. So
$150,000, that's half the car.
So Tiger went on Twitter. He said, y'all ain't figure out TMZ's agenda yet. They've been running the same stories on me for years. Meanwhile, I'm out here winning every day. Check the real scores. Mama good, son good, baddest chick. My homie's good, new deal, movies, good situation. Got hits, making more hits. Nothing less than 60 a show. Blessed up.
Is TMZ really running the same story or is the Repo Man just keep repossessing Tiger's vehicles? Which one is it?
I don't know. I guess he thinks that TMZ has an agenda and they're out to get him.
Nope, I just think you need to pay your bills, Tiger.
Now, DMX recently was performing, and he had some things to say about what he hasn't done in his life or in his career. Check it out.
I ain't never sucked a in my life. I'm up here to tell you the truth. The truth can be a blessing, even if it's something bad to you. If you take the truth and make it turn into something
I ain't never sucked a in my life.
I want you who I love, blessed with the curse. I was born to die. Best of the worst.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for DMX. I love that man.
What?
He is so necessary. But every couple years, he likes to remind us that he's never sucked a D in his life. Who keeps questioning DMX about sucking D?
I love that somebody else screamed it out.
Somebody else.
Who is accusing DMX of sucking D that he has to tell us every couple years that he's never sucked a D in his life? I've never seen that headline. Have you?
No.
Have you ever seen that headline?
No.
I've never seen that headline. X.
But I guess there's been a lot of headlines about other artists as of late. So.
X, you don't have to remind us that you've never sucked a D in your life, okay? Nobody's ever thought that. All
just
right?
In case.
There's a lot of artists that should be reminding us that they haven't done that, but you're not one of them.
Okay. And I gave you guys this quote that Floyd Mayweather put up earlier. We're going to get into this later on.
What did he say? I
show.
Never sucked a D in my life?
No.
What did he say?
He put up a $100 million check. And this check is, by the way, from May 2nd, 2015, so it's not even recent. He said, gotta love these backseat drivers so worried about another man's legacy instead of trying to write their own. And he said he'll have the last laugh. It's a cool $100 million check that he still has every dime of. Y'all still have to work. However, I'm happily retired. At the end of the day, it's the Benjamin Franklins that matter to me. So the joke's on you. I've made smart investments. Sorry for those who thought I couldn't read, write, or count. Y'all call them watches.
I call them timepieces.
Y'all call them boats.
I call them yachts.
Y'all call them houses.
We call them mansions.
Not we, Envy. He does, not
oh,
you. It's
sorry.
Not we. He
sorry.
Said, I call them mansions.
Oh, all right, keep going.
Who is we?
I just threw myself in there. Keep going.
Y'all charter jets.
We own our own jets.
He did say we.
Oh, okay. See, we. See?
All right.
I'm with him.
Money team. See, this is my money thing, team. Though. Money and youth is nothing to stand on. The real legacy is how he made the money. He's an undefeated fighter, best defensive fighter of all time. That's what's going to stand the test of time. Nobody really cares about your money, and youth is fleeting. So whenever I see people standing on money and youth, I'm like, that's not really a strong foundation,
but
my brother.
But Floyd cares about his money a lot. He's the money team, and he said that's all that matters to him. So if that's what he cares about,
he's a heavy
then he's
investor.
Got what he cares about.
Yeah, but the fact that he's an undefeated boxer greatest defensive fighter of all time, has all his faculties. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
real legacy.
But I also think he's proud of the fact that I think a lot of boxers don't have the money they came in with, and he still has it, and he still has great investments.
I agree.
He made some smart business decisions. Yeah. He's not signed to another promotions company.
I think that's great, too.
He has his own promotions company. He gets all his own money. He doesn't have a promoter that he's giving his money to. That is a big deal.
Because a lot of boxers
smart
are broke.
Business decisions.
I respect it. Mm-hmm. I just think money and youth aren't strong foundations.
And also not really having any endorsements. That's another thing. He really made all his own money without having all those endorsement opportunities.
That's his fault, though. I mean, he did beat up a bunch of women, allegedly, as well. So when you have those domestic violence charges, people don't want to stand by you. Let's not act like he made that decision to not have endorsements
himself.
Not
that he made a decision, but he still was able to flourish financially without having that.
And he has a couple. I know Hugh Blow.
Not a lot, though. Not like other boxers have had. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your report.
He's got a great deal with a tank top company coming.
Don't ask.
What?
No. Don't go.
No,
I already know what you're going to ask.
You want to know the name of
it?
Wife beaters. What is he?
We got you. We got you. Jerk. All right, E. Front page news when we come back.
We'll talk about this plane that crashed in Colombia.
Jerk.
Yes, a very unfortunate situation.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay. You don't need that.
Yo, what is wrong with the TV? The light is keeps messing my eyes up, and it makes me feel like I got foggy eyes. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
What?
Solution there.
Sneaker on drugs for the holidays.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Monday Night Football, the Packers finally won. They beat the Eagles 27-13. Congratulations to the Packers. Now, let's talk about some sad news. A plane went down, Yee?
Yes, it was a charter plane that was carrying 72 passengers. 81 people on board in total with the crew members. Now, right now, they're saying 76 people are confirmed dead following that plane crash outside Medellin in Colombia. They did find a sixth survivor this morning of that plane crash. He was found under the plane.
Really?
According to a local disaster official. So they did find six survivors so far.
Well, God bless everybody who survived. God bless the souls of the people who died. I need to hear more about these survivors, because whenever I'm on a plane and that, you know, initially that thought crosses your mind, what if, and then you got to push that out your brain, push that negative energy out your brain. I always say to myself, I'm going to live. I'm the black box.
So now, it was a charter plane that was carrying a Brazilian soccer team.
How high were they up?
I'm the black box.
That's what I always think. I'm like, if that black box can make it, I can make it too.
So they don't know exactly what happened and why this crash, they're still investigating.
Plus, I saw this movie a long time ago called, I think it was Indestructible. It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson, and he was Unbreakable.
Yeah, so Unbreakable.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis was indestructible. And I always felt that way. If this plane crashes, I'm going to live.
Okay.
So I need to know more about these survivors.
That's the way to think. Now let's talk about Ohio State University.
Right now, at Ohio State University, a student actually attacked some of the other students on campus. He wounded 11 people. He attacked them with a knife. Abdul Razak Ali Artan, he had just recently transferred there. He wrote in a Facebook post, he was sick and tired of seeing fellow Muslims killed and tortured. He also went on to say that he wants America to stop interfering with other countries. He said, by Allah, we will not let you sleep unless you give peace to the Muslims. You will not celebrate or enjoy any holiday. That's when he rammed his car into a group of people on the campus. And then he got out of the car and started charging at people with a knife.
So I'm assuming he charged at the same people that he hit with the car.
Yeah, as soon as he got out.
Yeah, because they were already like injured in some way, shape, or form and couldn't run or fight back.
Now, Ohio State police officer then shot and killed him after he failed to obey orders to stop.
As he should have.
And he did stop that tragic attack.
That is
less than 2 minutes that all this happened.
That is a justified cop killing right there. Okay. And I, you know, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, that is yet another thing that I would survive unless he hit me with the car. But if, you know, when you hear about multiple stabbings, you're like, how does somebody stab multiple people at once?
Now, would you stop and fight or would you run?
Run.
I would run.
I'm just asking.
Depending on what I had on me. You know, I keep a little something on me, but I'd probably run first.
Yeah, I'll run.
Fight or flight is your first instinct. You know, that's the first law of nature is self-preservation, okay?
Right.
So fight or flight.
All right.
If I got my guys with me, we're going to jump.
Yeah, we definitely going to jump.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we got to talk about all the drama that's going on. Floyd Mayweather T.I. and Tiny.
Yes, who should get stabbed in this situation is the question.
Who should get stabbed?
No. Now, if you don't know what's going on, explain to the people quickly what's going on, Yee.
Well, it all started with a video that T.I. had posted, and it was him, Kevin Hart. It was a whole bunch
and
of
And my man Clay. Drop on the clues bomb for Clay. Mm-hmm. Clay don't never get the appreciation he deserves out here in these streets.
Shout out to Clay. He got a lot of appreciation in this video.
That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. And we'll play that for you. But I guess when Floyd Mayweather saw this, because his name was mentioned.
Right.
He wasn't too happy, so he went ahead and posted some video where you can see him and...
Did he post the video? We don't know if he posted the video.
Well,
I saw it on Baller Alert first.
It was posted.
Technically, they didn't say his name. They actually said his father.
They did say Floyd Mayweather's...
Floyd Mayweather's father.
But they said Floyd Mayweather's name.
Yeah, but that's kind of his father.
He took offense to it for whatever reason, okay?
And then this video came out with Floyd dancing with T.I.'s wife, Tiny.
Right.
You know why Floyd took offense? Because Floyd know he's going to have his daddy's face in the future because they look a lot alike.
I guess to him, even talking about his dad is an insult.
Why?
I don't know. Listen, I can't explain it. I don't know how he's feeling.
So Floyd posted a picture of, we don't know if Floyd posted, but a video was posted of
surfaced.
Floyd Mayweather.
A video surfaced.
Surfaced of Floyd and Tiny dancing. Now, if you remember, I think it was Halloween.
We actually have audio of what Tiny said in response because there was a picture of her and Mariah and Floyd. And people were like, why would you be in a picture with Floyd Mayweather? You know that your husband, T.I., got into a fist fight altercation.
And this was Halloween.
With T.I. And here's what she said.
Man, I was walking out of the party and Mariah and them were taking pictures. And she asked me, Tiny, come take this picture with me. And I'm just not going to tell the queen no, like, and make a big scene of it. I just took the picture and kept it moving. It was very quick, painless. We're not beefing.
I mean, by the way, Tiny, you could have told Mariah no. Now, if it was Beyonce, I understand. You could have told Mariah no.
Mariah is still a diva, still a queen in her own way. Mm. All right, so 800-585-1051. This is the question.
Who should get stabbed first?
I'm with you a little bit. No, stop. Stop playing. But 800-585-1051.
What's the question?
Should Tiny have come... This is a stupid question. Should Tiny have come clean? Hell no, she shouldn't have come clean.
Well, let me tell you something. If you watch Insecure, you would have seen Issa Rae when her man asked her about who is this guy. She went ahead and just confessed that she slept with him.
Her dumb ass.
Would you have told your man you was dancing with Floyd?
The first thing everybody said was, why did she tell the truth? Who tells the truth?
Would you have told your man or your husband you was dancing with Floyd Mayweather, the guy he was beefing with?
Keep in mind who her man is,
800-585-1051. Should Tiny
Crazy
have come clean?
T.I.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy ass Negro named T.I. You might want to lie to him.
Should she have come clean? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Step down. That was Mario. Let me love you. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, today is Giving Tuesday. It's the start of a charitable season. And iHeart has partnered with UNICEF to make a difference in a child's life. All right? Now, we need you to make a donation and help the movement. Join the movement. You can do so in two ways. One, dial #250 and say keyword UNICEF or go to unicefusa.org/iHeart to donate. All right, for every dollar the U.S. Fund for UNICEF spends, 90 cents goes directly to help kids in need. So make a donation now. All right, now, if you just joined us, we're talking T.I., Floyd Mayweather, and Tiny. Explain to the people what's going on. This is so messy.
Well, T.I. and Floyd have had an ongoing situation. They actually got into a physical altercation in Vegas. And a lot of it is over Tiny, clearly. You know, I don't think T.I. likes when Tiny hangs out with Floyd. She probably should stay away from him. But I guess T.I. just posted a video. They're sitting around the table. Floyd's name is mentioned.
Get your sugar Ray Leonard in the face after a fight when he didn't win face hands up out. Get your Mayweather father face ass up.
He dead. He dead.
Get your put the money team in a debt face ass up out of
here. I am done. I'm done.
And then after that.
Oh, by the way, the guy who has Floyd Mayweather father face. That's
Clay.
My man Clay.
Shout out to Clay.
Salute to Clay. Salute to the OG Clay. That's my guy.
All right. So then after that, this video surfaced of Tiny dancing with Floyd at a Halloween party that Mariah Carey had.
Right.
Doesn't look good.
Not good at all.
So we don't know what's going to happen next.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Should Tiny have told T.I. from the start what had happened and got it out the way? That is the question.
Because she told TMZ basically that she didn't mean to be in the picture with Floyd. Mariah asked to take the picture, right?
Right.
But as you
she
can
didn't
see,
say I was dancing with Floyd all night, or right. You know.
What do you think?
Hell no. She shouldn't have told. She should have said nothing. I mean, them damn camera phones are out there. There is no way you're dancing with the guy my husband got into a physical altercation with. And I'm going to go back and tell
you. I don't like the way you're saying this.
What?
T.I. swung on Floyd Mayweather.
It was an altercation.
That's what it was. T.I. said it was a physical altercation.
Physical altercation meaning that both parties were involved. T.I. swung on him first. We got to give T.I. the credit for that. Swung on him in Vegas, surrounded by all the money team security.
Okay.
And that crazy-ass Negro, T.I., had no problem throwing a blow. Drop one of Clues bombs for that, Dennis.
So now you just said he's a crazy-ass Negro, right?
Yes.
I was supposed to go home and say, hey, babe, I was drunk and I was dancing with the guy you just went on?
Yeah, I mean, when you gotta keep...
No way.
You have to take that into consideration. That Tiny probably know the type of man that she's in love with, the type of man she married. So, you know, you might want to keep that to yourself. But I even look at it deeper.
Okay.
Why put yourself in that situation to begin with? You know this guy, Floyd Mayweather, is just using you as a pawn to piss your man off.
Okay, but it happened. Now that it happened, do you tell the truth?
But it should not happen again.
But it happened.
But it shouldn't.
It shouldn't have happened.
Now do you tell the truth? Now that it's happened, whether or not it should have.
Well, clearly Tiny didn't know she was being videotaped.
That's what I said.
So that's all it boiled down to. It's them damn camera phones. She did not know that this footage was out there. Now, based off the information that she had, meaning that all she thought was this picture was out there, sure, I'll lie about that. But boy, if you know that it's actual video footage out there and you still decided to lie, you a damn fool.
You could tell that with some secret video footage.
Absolutely.
Because there were people in the way.
There were people trying to block them off. But my thing is, why keep putting yourself in that situation when you know this man is just using you as a pawn to piss your man off? Like, you just bringing negative energy to yourself.
Well, we're asking, if that was the case and it did happen, would you tell your man?
Now, here's my belief always. Okay. You got to not lie all the way. You got to tell enough truth so that if something does come out, it don't look as bad.
What would you say? There's nothing that could possibly look
I'd have been like, listen, I mean, I spoke to Floyd. You know, it is what it is. We were at the party.
Nah, it was festive.
No, you dancing. We said we was all doing electric slide.
I wouldn't have acted like I was forced to take a picture.
We was doing juju on the beat.
Everybody was dancing.
I wouldn't have said that.
But I would have said, well, yeah, I spoke to him at the party. Like, you know, it was
that
a party.
Wasn't speaking. They was dancing.
Now, when that came out, I've been like, yeah, we talked while we were dancing. No, I didn't say that.
I would have said.
I didn't say we was dancing when we was talking.
No. T.I. would have said, the facility of this vicinity, you was doing a little dancery.
A dancery. Hello, who's this?
Music Man 2020.
Now, would you be completely honest?
Completely honest. You have to. You know it's going to come out on social media, man. You know that.
Nah, it ain't come out in weeks, though.
By the way, what kind of rookie are you, bro? As a man, we deny. Unless we get butt naked in the poom poom. So I feel like the same rules apply to women.
What I would say, damn, I tripped on it. I tripped in it. I fell in it.
And I'd be like, you grabbed me and danced with me against my will.
Now, see,
and
like
you didn't see
around.
That in the footage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah,
listen, when a guy has a reputation for domestic violence, just be like, he grabbed me and he forced me to dance with him for us. I was feared for my life. I didn't know if he was going to hit me or not.
He said, dance or die.
Dance or die.
You guys are jerks. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Audrey.
Hey, what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't have lied. With the type of lifestyle they live, like, it was inevitable that it came out. So what she lied, it was just like a whole different type of disrespect.
Right. She probably been nervous ever since.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
By the way, smartphones have totally ruined the game. Smartphones have made the game filthy.
Damn camera phones.
It ain't even worth it to cheat anymore because you will get caught on tape with your side piece in some way, shape, or form.
800-585-1051. We're talking Tiny. Should she have just told the truth from the door? Hey, me and Floyd dance. What would you have done? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Floyd Mayweather, Tiny, T.I. It's real messy. Now, if you just joined us, Halloween.
Listen,
Halloween.
Basically, Halloween. Some video footage has surfaced of Tiny dancing with Floyd Mayweather. We already know T.I. does not like Floyd. They got into a physical altercation previously over Tiny. And now they've been caught dancing together.
And this is
she
after,
had previously said that she was forced to take a picture. Mariah Carey.
Play the clip.
Man, I was walking out of the party, and Mariah and them were taking pictures, and she asked me, Tiny, come take this picture with me. And I'm just not going to tell the queen no, like, and make a big scene of it. I just took the picture and kept it moving. It was very quick, painless. Would that be fun?
So the question is, 800-585-1051, if you were Tiny, you knew you danced with him at the party, would you just admit it and say, I did this? Hello, who's this?
This is Al.
Would you just tell the truth? What would you do?
I mean, me personally, I wouldn't tell the truth as a man, being honestly. I wouldn't tell the truth. I would hope she would tell me, but if I was in her shoes, she should have kept that covered up, because it ain't like you dating Bow Wow or Nick Cannon. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, gosh. So you're saying if it was Bow Wow or Nick Cannon, you could tell the truth?
By the way, Nick Cannon's worth $50 million, sir. By the way.
Worth ain't worth. Okay, is it going to be worth getting your ass whooped?
I mean, T.I. gonna whip your ass whether she was dating the pool boy or the usher. It don't matter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who. So you really want to take it down that road. That's what I'm saying. So keep your mouth shut.
She didn't know the smartphones was rolling. She thought they was in the dark. Mm-hmm. She thought the security was blocking them. Mm-hmm. She didn't know the smartphones
was
rolling.
Not a lot of people would have just been honest and been like, look, we danced.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Doña.
Hey, Doña.
Hi.
That
means everybody get a turn.
All right, now we're talking Tiny. What would you do in that situation?
Oh my goodness. First of all, you just don't do that. That's your man's drum.
Well, too late. It's done. Now what?
I know, it is. Now, what you do is you tell your man before it hits these streets, because he might hit you. So you might be in trouble with that one.
So you think you would have told if that was you. You would tell your man first.
Yeah.
How would you say it?
If that somebody else tell him.
Say you're Tiny. How would you say it?
Yeah, what would you say?
You know, baby, I was at a party and...
He grabbed me and he said, you want me to be 50 and old?
No, let me hear what she said.
If you want me to be 50 and old, dance with me.
Let's hear what Tiny would say. Go ahead. What would you say?
I would say, you know... I was at that party that I told you, that you told me not to go to, you know? And I didn't listen to you. You know, you got to make him feel like he's completely right, because guys like that, you know what I'm saying?
Guys like that.
They do like that. I was wrong. You were right.
Yes, I was totally wrong. And when I was there, which I know I shouldn't be there, you know that guy that you had problems with? I don't remember his name. Oh, and he's
Floyd.
You don't remember Floyd Mayweather's name?
Come on. All right, but go ahead.
And I'm going to say yes. And, you know, he just pulled me to the side. And, you know, we just had a harmful two-step on the dance floor. What? And then, you know, I had to knock myself in the head and realize where I was at.
What you mean y'all was juju-ing on the beat? Huh? By the way, T.I. has a free hall pass right now. T.I. can go have sex with that bank teller at Chase Bank right now, like Lawrence did on Insecure. Okay? He got a pass right now, brother. That's a horrible violation.
Yeah, that's.
I just don't understand why Tiny continues to put herself in these situations. Like, you know that Floyd Mayweather is using you as a pawn. Every time he gets upset at T.I., what does he do? He puts something out, or somebody releases something about Floyd Mayweather and Tiny. So you know he's using you as a pawn. So why do you continue to put yourselves in these situations? I don't get it.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is telling the truth and making someone cry is better than telling a lie and making someone smile. Unless, of course, that person you're telling the truth to is Clifford T.I. Harris.
Okay?
And in Tiny's case, she should have lied. She just didn't know that the video was out there of her dancing with Floyd Mayweather.
So now what does she do?
Ain't nothing. She need to pray now. That's what she needs to do.
All you gotta do is be like, baby, I did lie.
It ain't that easy.
What can
not
I
with
say?
That one.
Clearly, her and you know, T.I. ride for each other in a different manner, though. They're both each other's ride or die chicks. But this is
ultimate. Not a chick.
This is well, you know what I mean. They're both each other's ride or die pieces. But this is a different type of violation. But what she needs to stop doing
is what.
Is kicking it with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather does not have your best interests at heart, Tiny.
I guess they just happen to be at the same party.
No, man. You stop talking to that man. Nothing good happens when you deal with this individual.
Like I told y'all last time, if my wife don't F with you, I don't even want to be in the same room with you.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And if she tells T.I. not to mess be around certain chicks, he shouldn't do it either, right?
Right, exactly.
In that case.
Absolutely.
We're not even talking about that.
I'm just asking a question.
Don't put this on the man.
Both sides of the story.
This has nothing to do with the man. Issa messed up.
You just said they both
Tiny
ride or die.
Issa messed up. Tiny messed up. I'm team T.I. I'm team Lawrence. Okay?
Who's Lawrence?
In this situation, T.I. is absolutely right. T.I. told her stay away from Floyd. She still continues to go around Floyd, and bad things keep happening. So clearly T.I. is right about this situation.
All right. Messy, 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 messy. Now, Yee, we got more rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about a 4-day festival that's going to be happening for Prince. Also, Gucci Mane, one of his longtime friends, has some things to say about him.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, on the heels of all this good news for Gucci Mane, him getting engaged to Keisha Kaur, him having a new album coming out that's going to be exclusively on Apple at first, one of his longtime, I guess former friends now, we could call him, has some things to say about Gucci that he wants you to know. Here is one of his longtime friends, Mojo.
I've been knowing you a bitch. You've been playing bitch games, but you ain't never playing with me. I know all the games that you done did. Yeah, this real Mojo. Yeah, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Tell him that I got the whole 31 minutes of footage. When your retarded ass running around the motherfucking city, I ain't losing no sleep for friendship. Tell him that.
By the way, it's nothing to make a video about somebody and say something like that. Who is this guy?
Well, it's one of his former friends.
Bozzy B.
How do we know he's really one of Gucci's former friends? Are there any pictures of them together?
Well, I did hear that really is one of his longtime friends, though, like somebody that used to always be with him. Mm. So
Why don't they know. Why is he beefing? Why is he mad?
I have no idea. I guess we would have to.
If he don't have no Instagram pics with Gucci when Gucci was fat, then they weren't really friends. Okay? Post something on Throwback Thursday so I know it's real.
Yeah, I don't know what happened between the two of them, but
yeah, what's so gosh?
And listen, sometimes your best friends can become your worst enemies, so you don't know what it is that happened between the two of them. I'm sure at some point, if there's anything that could come out, it will, right?
Yep.
But they've been friends for 14 years, apparently.
By the way, it would have made sense for him to say, Gucci, call me. I know you got killers, but please don't send them at me. Now, that would have made sense in that situation.
All right, now, Drake is in trouble. We told you before about Envy being in Carousel over the weekend, and Lil Wayne didn't show up. Well, guess who didn't perform where he was supposed to perform? Now, Drake. He was in Abu Dhabi over the weekend. He posted a picture while he was out there, but he didn't show up for his appearance at a VIP room on Saturday night. He was paid $250,000 for that appearance.
I saw a video of him performing somewhere in Abu Dhabi.
Now, what they're saying His management got into an argument with the management team at VIP room, and that's why he did not show up. So they said fans waited until 5 a.m., but he was nowhere to be found. They released a statement. Due to Drake's overwhelming popularity, the sheer number of people that turned up outside a VIP room made it completely unsafe for Drake to even enter the venue in the end, so he was unable to perform.
Probably that, and they probably had the bag right. Yeah, but you got safety first, right?
I'm sure they had the bag. It's probably safety. I want to bring my artist in here. There's not enough security. Nope.
Yeah, because they got bags in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been, but it sounds like a place with a bag.
$250,000 he was going to get for his appearance.
Oh, they got some bread over there.
All right, Kodak Black, he was released from jail in...
He's home?
In Florida, no.
Oh.
Actually, this happened yesterday, but now he's being extradited to Florence, South Carolina. That's where he's facing charges of criminal sexual conduct. So that is what's up next. We don't know what's going to happen with these charges.
How old is he?
He's going to face those charges in the coming months.
Is he like 19?
Yeah, he's still he's 19 years old.
He'll be all right.
Now, his lawyers are saying they're very confident that he'll be cleared of these allegations. He's looking forward to getting there so he can go on with his life and with his career.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
We shall see what happens. Now, 50 Cent, in the meantime, has a lawsuit going. This time he's suing, though. He's suing because he's saying a few auto detailing companies used him, and he's upset about it. He's suing Phenomenal Vinyl, Rimsource Motorsports, and Forgiato. That is for posting pictures of him on social media to sell vehicle wraps and rims. He says he did hire them to do work on his cars, but he told them not to post any photos or images of him to make it seem like he's endorsing them, and they still went ahead and did that anyway.
Word. I had to have my lawyer send a cease and desist to somebody yesterday. Had me up on some type of site, just my picture, like, I didn't know nothing about it.
Mm. Was it you naked bent over or something like that?
No, that's definitely not me.
That wasn't you.
It was actually a picture they took from like MTV's website or something.
And what were you promoting? Like
it was like an award show or something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They took it down?
I don't know.
I know a lot of people use like pictures of video vixens on flyers and stuff like
that.
Ooh,
you saying I'm cute? That's what you're saying.
So basically,
drop on a video vixen for me. Ow. Okay.
What if they just had your picture and it was an ugly Christmas sweater party?
I'm not mad at that. I got a nice ugly Christmas sweater on now. I got dead ass Santa on now.
Dead ass.
And we got the Breakfast Club ugly Christmas sweaters. I'm not mad at that.
We are ugly. Bunch of people. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And we're not ugly. We have faces for radio. Okay.
That's ugly.
By the way.
All right. Well, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, it's this young individual. I don't know if he's young or not, but he was on a Delta Airlines flight, and he was showing his ass. His name is Jamie Finnefrock.
Finnefrock?
What?
That's what...
That's his real name?
Finnefrock.
That's what I've discovered. His name is Jamie Finnefrock.
Finnefrock?
We need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, Finnefrock.
Come, Mr. Finnefrock. And we want to ask you, have you ever sucked a D in your life?
What?
That was sexy.
All right, Finnefrock.
Make it on them flyers.
When we come back, keep it live. Don't get the days up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, November 29th, goes to Jamie Finnefrock. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I had to do some research to find this man's name. If it's not his name, well, according to Joyanne Reed of MSNBC, that is the name of the passenger. So if it's not his name, it's her fault, okay? Because she should be a reliable source. Now, Jamie Finnefrock was on the Delta Airlines flight showing his ass. Jamie went on a bizarre pro-Donald Trump rant. Now, Jamie was seen making a whole lot of noise about the election results in a video last week. Now, the video was posted by another passenger named Emma Baum, and Emma says she sat next to the loud Trump supporter, and she first noticed the man chanting, "Make America Great Again," outside the airport terminal before boarding. Jamie continued to talk about Trump when they were seated on the plane, so Emma filmed his rant and posted on Facebook. Now, he must have really been going off prior to what we saw on this video, because before takeoff, a flight attendant actually escorted Jamie from his seat, questioned him, then allowed him to return to his seat. Emma Baum, the other passenger, said Jamie Finnefrock was then quoted as saying, "This is what I get for being a patriot." Now, would you like to hear what Emma Baum captured on video and posted to Facebook? Well, here you go.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up. We got some Hillary on here.
Oh, that's it?
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, he said we got some Hillary bitches on here. Now, look, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fanatic. Okay, if you know anything about me, then you know that. And this year, we are 10-1. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys. We have a real great chance of going to the Super Bowl and winning it. And I'm telling you right now, if that happens, I'm going to be just like Jamie Finnefrock. There is absolutely nothing wrong with celebrating a win. But the difference between my Dallas Cowboys and Donald Trump is that my Dallas Cowboys didn't, you know, for the past 18 months run on a platform of hate and bigotry. My Dallas Cowboys just suck for the past couple of decades. So nobody's going to be upset if I jump on a plane and I'm screaming, "Dallas Cowboys are the Super Bowl champions and there's nothing you can do about it." Okay? If you don't like it, oh well. In fact, I can't wait to get my Jamie Finnefrock on and do that. But when it comes to things like politics, religion, or who's the better rapper, Tupac or Biggie, it's best to keep things like that to yourself, because I don't think people know how many sore losers it is out there. And I'm one of them. I didn't vote for Trump. Don't like what he stands for. And I can easily see how Jamie's rhetoric would offend anyone, especially when you refer to women on the flight as Hillary bitches. Okay, you come off as misogynistic and sexist as our president-elect. So birds of a feather flock together. And I know you've seen people get kicked off planes for less, and you're saying to yourself, if he was black or Muslim, they would have never allowed him to be on the plane. But I'm going to tell you something. Delta Airlines did better than just kicking him off a flight. Let's go to CBS 2 New York and Maurice Dubois for the report.
Information tonight on the Donald Trump supporter caught on video yelling and cursing at other passengers during a Delta flight.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up. We got some Hillary on here. Come on.
Well, Delta says he will never be allowed to fly with them ever again.
Whoa.
The video has since gone viral. Happened on a flight from Atlanta to Allentown, Pennsylvania. Delta says it's given every passenger on the flight a full refund.
You heard right. Delta banned him for life. He will never ever fly on a Delta Airlines flight ever again. If he was a frequent flyer of Delta, all his sky miles mean nothing now. Done, down the drain, non-existent, all because you want to run your mouth. Now, I believe in freedom of speech, but the thing about freedom of speech is there are consequences to that free speech. You may offend the wrong person, and you can reserve the right to speak freely, but I reserve the right to punish you for it if I can. And Delta absolutely can, and they did. Okay? Hey, Jamie, ask yourself, was it worth it? Please give Jamie Finnefrock the biggest hee-haw, please. And too bad Trump Airlines doesn't exist anymore.
He could fly on that for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
They would have done the exact opposite of Delta and gave him free flights for life. But sadly, the Trump Airlines only lasted for as long as we hope Trump's presidency lasts, and that's 4 years.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, but let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Some people say, well, it's freedom of speech. He should be able to say what he wants to say. So the question is, should he have been banned for life? 800-585-1051. That is the question.
Maybe
what?
Maybe he's mentally ill. Maybe.
No.
Why would he go on a Trump rant? He can't be mentally ill. Maybe he's mentally ill.
There's certain places that you don't have freedom of speech, and one of those is on a flight. Because you can't say certain words, you'll definitely get kicked off the plane.
Well, I was just talking about his language. You know, I'm sure there were kids on the flight, and he's talking about Hillary bitches. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. You can't offend women in that, man. You can't scream at a bunch of women on a flight. Like, because think about it. If he flies other flights, if you let him get away with it once, then he might feel like he can do that when he's on other flights.
And so, other people might feel like they could do that, too.
Absolutely.
By the way.
You got to set a precedent. You got to nip that in the
rest
bud.
Of us.
Some people are saying he should be able to say what he wants to say, and sometimes they hear bitches in music.
He might be mentally ill.
Well, 800-585-1051.
Why he can't get the benefit of the doubt for being mentally
should
ill?
He
how come Kanye can get the benefit of
life?
The doubt for being mentally
well,
ill?
Well, if
he gets
hospitalized and they decide that he is indeed suffering from depression and paranoia and is mentally ill, then that's another consideration.
Well, Jamie Fennefrock, you know what to do. Start licking your elbow.
I tried it yesterday. You can't lick your elbow.
That's the whole point.
Let me see you do it.
That's the point. No.
Just try.
You can't do it. That's the whole point.
I just want to see you do it.
Right?
I just want to see you do it.
The whole point.
800-585-1051.
I'm crazy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
That was whole Beyonce, Bonnie and Clyde. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about this... What's his name? Fennefrock?
His name is Jamie Fennefrock.
Fennefrock.
Okay.
Now, he was kicked off this Delta flight.
For doing this.
Donald Trump, baby.
That's right. This man knows what's up. We got some Hillary on here.
He was actually banned for life by Delta.
Yes.
And we're asking 800-585-1051, should he be banned or was it freedom of speech?
Yeah, I don't know if he was necessarily banned for being pro-Trump. I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating your win, celebrating your victory, but I think he was more so banned because he referred to this group of women as Hillary bitches.
Right.
And you have to set a precedent because if you allow people to come on your flights and talk to other people like that, more people will probably do it. So you have to set a precedent with this guy that this will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form.
He should have been banned. I mean, I'm sure there were kids on the flight. And like you said, you can't refer to women as bitches.
I mean,
it's disrespectful. It's horrible.
Right.
He should have been banned for life.
You don't want other people to feel like they can do the same exact thing and have copycat incidents.
Absolutely.
And you can't use foul language. There are certain places like in the airport and on the plane, they have the right to kick you off for whatever reason they feel they want to.
Yeah,
you
know,
to be honest.
It'll be a free-for-all. People will know that Delta Airlines accepts certain things. So you have to teach people how to treat you. So
nobody antagonized him.
Yes.
Nobody did anything to him. He was just on his own deciding to do what he wanted to do.
So Delta is just teaching passengers how to treat their airlines.
Right.
And their passengers.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna from New Jersey.
Hey, Anna from New Jersey. Now, do you think this guy should be banned for life?
Yes, he should. You know, there's etiquette for everywhere you are. You can stress yourself, but you have to respect boundaries. It's like now that Trump is in office, it's okay to be trashy. That's what I think.
That's real.
Thank you, Mama. Corey, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going down, man?
Do you think this guy should be banned for life, man?
Yes, he should be banned from all airlines, man. From one place you cannot incite a riot whatsoever. Get him out of there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. He could have incited a riot because it could have been a back and forth, like some other supporters the Green Party or Democrats could have wild out too.
It could have
turned
into a worse situation.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Hello, who's this?
Kwaku from Flatbush.
What's up, bro? You think he should have been banned for life?
No, he should not have been banned. For what? It's freedom of speech. It's America. If it was anybody else, he would have. They would have let him rock.
He refers to women as bitches, though.
So do rappers.
Oh,
so you think if a rapper stood up on the plane and called everyone bitches, it would have been okay?
It would have been a party. You would have took your shirt off.
That's true. Where my bitches is at? That's true.
He would have definitely got escorted off the plane.
Give the man a point.
If he'd have got on the microphone
and be like, where my bitches is at? Girls would have screamed back. They'd have been like, okay.
They called them Hillary bitches, man. It could have been kids
Even if if there was a rapper and there was kids on the plane and people that were offended by that language, they definitely would have kicked them off.
Absolutely.
I like the point he made. I think that was an excellent point. All right.
800-585-1051. We're talking about the man that said this on a Delta flight.
His name is Jamie Fennefrock.
Donald Trump, baby.
That's right. This this man knows what's up. We got some Hillary on here.
Should he be banned for life? Delta banned his ass for life. 800-585-1051. What do you think? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Frederfrock.
Jamie Frederfrock. He was banned from a Delta Airlines flight for saying this.
Donald Trump, baby.
That's right. This man knows what's up. We got some Hillary on here.
So the question is, should he be banned for life? 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hello, yeah, this is Jamal Cook from Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Hey. Goose Creek, what's happening? I was in Goose Creek all last week, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I heard that you've been in Monk's Corner.
Of course, where I'm from. Of course I was in Monk's Corner. That's but I was in Goose Creek at Luciano's Barbershop. Salute to my peoples over there.
Oh, that's what's up, man. But, yo, I want to talk about this situation, man. It's like a, Charlamagne, it's like a Kanye thing. Like, you say it's like mental health issues? No, man, dog's just crazy. He knew what he was doing. It's like if somebody was a Hillary supporter saying, oh, yeah, Hillary won, that's like a sign of ignorance to me.
Now, hold on. Now, ain't mental illness crazy? Like, you said he don't have mental illness, he just crazy. Ain't mental illness crazy?
I mean,
no, you could just be, oh, he's so crazy, or you could be literally, clinically diagnosed as mentally insane.
Well, we don't know if this guy on this flight...
He diagnosed that he wasn't.
We don't know if this guy on this flight was mentally ill or not. I'm just saying, if you're going to give Kanye the benefit of the doubt for being mentally ill...
Well, no, he went to the hospital and got diagnosed as being paranoid and with depression.
Social media diagnosed him before he even had his diagnosis. They were like, oh, he's mentally ill. He's going through a lot. He's depressed. His mom died on this month. Come on, stop
it. We don't have enough information to diagnose this guy.
Hey, he sounds crazy to me.
Hello, who's this?
Anna.
Hey, Anna. We're talking about this guy on the flight. Should he be banned for life?
Yes, you should.
Why?
A few reasons. First of all, your partner said there's a time and a place to talk about certain things or react a certain way, and an airplane isn't one of them. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it out in the street, people have the option to walk away from you. If you're doing it in a train, people have the option to get off of the train. When you're in an airplane, so high in the air, there is no option for anyone to go anywhere. Right. And when somebody starts to act so unruly, how do you know the elderly aren't going to sit there and have, like, a panic attack or give somebody a heart attack or make somebody so nervous up in the airline? And
I don't want to be uncomfortable on my flight that I just paid all this money for.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And if people start fighting up in the air, what do you do?
I agree.
And it goes in, you know, it's a really bad situation. And when somebody's screaming like that, it just makes people feel uncomfortable. And it at some point would make some man or some woman come up and say, stop it. And then again, that would just escalate.
Right.
Okay. So that's why I think there's like a time and a place. And the thing is, with Delta 2, they can sit there and say, okay, just get off of our flight. What would stop him from buying another ticket and doing it again 2 seconds later on another airline?
I love you in the common sense.
On another flight.
I love you in the logic you're displaying this morning, baby.
All right. Hello, who's this?
You know who this is, boy. King Cracker number one, I was. Now, he shouldn't have been banned. Have you ever heard of freedom of speech?
What?
I agree with the caller who called in earlier. Rappers use this kind of language all the time. If rappers can celebrate guns, drugs, scissor, and call women bitches, why can't Jamie Frederfrock celebrate Trump and call women Hillary bitches?
What?
Only thing I disagree with, if Jamie was sitting in the front of the plane, he should have said what he said when the plane landed and doors were open so he could have dropped the mic and walked off. And he shouldn't have just said Hillary bitches. He should have said Obama porch monkeys on the flight.
Well, okay. Well, guess what? You know what? He can say whatever he wants to say. It just won't be on a Delta flight.
Well, listen.
Period. Thank you very much. And guess what else we have the right to do?
Listen.
Hang up.
Well, no, let me finish my point. If he did it with a little rhythm, if he said what he said with a little rhythm, acted like a beat was behind it, gave it a little swag, as you Negroes call it, it would have been okay. He should have said, love my neck, Obama.
All right. But where's hang my up, because you can't say that either.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get that guy banned from Delta also.
Hey, man.
Let's get
him banned from radio.
I would feel very uncomfortable. You sound just like him right now.
Hey, man, that's King Cracker. King Cracker.
You got a name for him?
King Cracker Line 1. I mean, you don't never say his name, so I just gave him a name. That's King Cracker.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is you can have freedom of speech, but you just got to understand that there's consequences to that freedom of speech. Like, you may offend the wrong person. In this situation, Jamie Frenifrock felt free to be pro-Trump and to call women Hillary bitches, and Delta felt free to ban his ass from their flights. And guess what?
What?
Jamie got the right to do what he did, and Delta got the right to do what they did.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yeezy.
Yes, we are going to talk about Lil Wayne. He does say that he has a new project on the way. We'll tell you what else he said also. I didn't even get a chance to tell you about Prince. You know, I love me some Prince. There's going to be a festival happening. I'll give you all the details.
Is he going to be there?
No.
All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Prince will be celebrated. His estate will celebrate the anniversary of his passing with a four-day festival in April. It's called Celebration 2017. Right now they have The Revolution, Morris Day and the Time, and members of the New Power Generation and Third Eye Girl. They're going to be coming to perform, bringing together some of the musicians that work personally with Prince.
Okay.
And all of that. So his home, Paisley Park, has been converted into a permanent museum, so you can see everything exactly as it was, including the studio, the Purple Rain Room, and the MPG Music Club. That's going to be April 20th to 23rd, the celebration at his estate in Minneapolis.
I know some girls got smashed in that Purple Rain
room. You know they did.
And by the way, Morris Day doesn't get the credit he deserves. Drop on the clues bombs for Morris Day, damn it. Morris Day reminds me of, well, Bruno Mars reminds me of Morris Day.
How much does it cost to get in the museum?
$490 for the museum?
Yeah.
I don't know how much the museum is, but I know if you want to go to this festival, general admission tickets are $499.
Sheesh!
But it's 4 days.
That's a lot of bread.
And VIP passes are $999. Ooh. And they also include photo and autograph sessions with special guests. All right. Now, Lil Wayne has a new project on the way. He was at the 9 Club doing an interview, and here's what he said.
Just make sure they know that that funeral coming soon.
What's that?
That's my music.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, get your roses ready. I don't have a release date, okay, but I have a whole bunch of good news coming soon. So
I love
if
that.
If you are a Wayne fan,
yeah,
I know we've been going through a lot of tough times right now, but if you are a Wayne fan, we about to hold our heads high soon.
Hmm. So for you Wayne fans,
can he put out music?
The funeral.
I'm confused.
I don't know how he's working it out, but I guess he has some announcement coming soon.
Okay.
He's been doing a lot of things with Tidal.
Oh, I have no problem with Wayne putting out new music. I mean, listen, Wayne is I said a lot of questionable things over the past few months, but you can't deny that he's one of the GOATs of
one
the
of the
game.
Nicest. Absolutely.
I mean, he is.
Period. Well, I'm hoping he addresses those things and has more to say.
Not me. I don't want to hear him talk about nothing socially conscious. Just talk about eating poom poom. And you know,
no, but I would love for him to have gotten educated on Black Lives Matter and what it means and what's going on.
I would love to hear his views.
I don't care what Lil Wayne thinks.
Hopefully, the people around him have educated him.
My mindset is always going to be on Dave Chappelle's joke when he said, "Why do we care what Ja Rule thinks?" That's how I feel about a lot of these rappers. Stick to what you know, bro.
All right, now let's discuss Kanye West. He has been hospitalized, right, as we all know. They thought that he would be able to come home yesterday. Originally, he was hospitalized for exhaustion and sleep deprivation last Monday. But now they're saying things are a lot worse. He was supposed to get out yesterday. They are keeping him because his behavior has been erratic. He has a history of personal struggles and, you know, a little different behavior. But right now they're saying this is much different and things just have not gone back to normal. They said nobody would take it seriously before, that people would say, oh, it's just Kanye being Kanye. But right now he's having a really rough time. They're saying right now Kim is the only person that he actually trusts at all.
By the way, the Kardashian-Jenner's put that press release out, I'm sure.
That Kim
is the only person he trusts right now.
Yeah, that she has to be by his side.
I'm
at
sure
all
that came from
times.
The Kardashian PR machine.
That is his wife, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're saying that she has been by his side nonstop since all of this has happened.
Good.
So, as she should be, as his wife, as I would hope anybody would be.
Now, isn't he diagnosed with paranoia and depression?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And didn't he say he's scared of the doctors?
At first, shouldn't they let him out
the hospital so the fear can cease?
No, I think at first they said he wouldn't let the doctors touch him or come near him. Kim had to be there in order for that to happen.
Gotcha.
All right, now, as far as Kim Kardashian, there is no keeping up with the Kardashians right now. They have filmed enough to fulfill all of their episodes. They were trying to film throughout the holidays. Clearly, that's not going to happen. They've shut down filming before the show right now. They said right now Kim Kardashian is rethinking everything, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next, and shout out to the boy, The Game. Today's The Game's birthday, so we're going to start the mix off with some Game, all right? Let me know what you want
to
hear.
800-585-1051.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.